I mean, I'm not like a big nude guy, except for
like yodeling, basically, but like to EDM beats. But now here's the kicker. Here's the kicker.
And I see someone out of the corner of my eye, and I was like, no fucking way.
He goes, ha, it's John from Instagram. I go, no.
Rolling, it's snowing.
Good morning, New York City.
We had our first snow of the season this morning.
Colby and I were fighting for our lives. Well, at first
I
was like,
flurry.
I was like, Colby, it's snowing. And she was like, it's barely snowing.
I was like, oh, there's a few little flakes.
She's like, cute. It's like one flake. And then all of a sudden it was like 400 flakes.
It was like blowing in our face.
And I was completely covered in snowflakes.
Flurries.
Little flurries, little babies. But it looks like it's quite sunny outside now. I'm kind of getting blinded by a little sunspot.
Yeah, what's going on?
I don't know.
We've got snow. We've got sun.
We got it all.
We've got it all. We really do. We've got it all.
What don't we have here?
What more could you ask for?
Yesterday was 70 degrees. Now it's 29.
Well, I'm just happy to see that you guys have succumbed to the early tree phenomenon. You guys have a tree up in your apartment now.
I was honestly about to brag about how we had a tree up and then totally forgot that you were actually the inspiration for us putting the tree up early.
Was I the inspiration?
Well, I feel like we left your apartment and we were like...
Adam said at one point, he was like, I feel like we have to get our Christmas tree this weekend.
Yeah.
Do you think I influenced a lot of listeners out there?
I'm sure. Well, I mean, people started roasting me too, who like saw my Instagram story and were like, wow, a little early, huh? And I was like, I think we're right on time. Scrooges.
I think the hard thing is... with Thanksgiving and traveling home for that, and then also traveling around Christmas, you have to maximize the time that you can enjoy your Christmas decor in your own space.
And our tree is stunning. It's beautiful. It's
that
big.
It's quite all right. Yeah, it is quite large.
We got it from Home Depot.
So you must
have had been the inspiration.
We went to Michael's first, and none of them were speaking to us.
Michael's is not giving.
Wait, isn't Michael's like so sad these days? I think they're going bankrupt.
Wait, I will say Michael's is popping. There were so many people there.
Yeah, but like the shelves are sad. There's not as much stuff.
No. There was. I'm not even kidding, Katie. I think you need to go to the Michael's.
Yeah, you should go. It got restocked.
Shut up. Have they had a reinvention since I've last been?
It's packed with stuff.
Oh my God.
Yeah, to the brim.
And there were people everywhere. And they
were
running deals.
I'm surprised you frantically weren't trying to get out of there.
No, I was, but we...
The aisles there also are so confusing because they have aisles going like vertically and horizontally. Like there's just stuff everywhere.
Okay.
There's like mini aisles. It's a lot.
I'm happy to hear that there's more stuff now.
Yeah.
Because the last time I went...
Colby took me shopping on Sunday and it was a scary time.
I did lay out the blueprint for you before and you wanted to tag along.
I survived Michael's, but I didn't survive any other store. I hated H&M.
Wait, define like why? How? What happened to you? Did you go to war?
I felt like I was.
I had like some returns to make, and it was the last day of the Sephora sale, so I had to go.
Fuck.
We were at Sephora. There was like no less than 17,000 people in there.
I missed
you
the
couldn't
Sephora
even walk.
Sale.
It was just me and all the dads waiting outside.
They had no glazing milk and no something else.
That was
that
the
I
first
wanted.
Thing Colby heard
no
right
minis,
when we walked in.
No glazing milk, and I was like, fuck.
And the guy was kind of sassy to you, too.
That's what he said. I was like, oh, are you able to check? I didn't even get to say the drawer. He goes, no glazing milk, no minis. I was like,
whoa.
Okay. He's like, good luck, bitch.
To be fair, I feel like those employees went to war during the sale. Like the number of people they've had to deal with, like asking for insane things.
For sure.
I could force one of my home friends to go to my house and pick up my glazing milk this weekend, but I think I can make it 2 more weeks.
That's right. You left it behind.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's right.
I interrupted you, though. What were you going to say about your last trip to Michael's?
Oh, my God. Nothing interesting.
Okay.
Except for the fact that it looked very desolate in there, and I was so concerned. And Jack goes, because his, like, what he does for work has to do with, like, bankruptcies and stuff. And he's like, oh, you haven't heard? But Michael's is going bankrupt. I'm like, all my faves.
I feel like every company always goes bankrupt and then
my
they're
faves.
Just still open.
All of my favorite things have gone bankrupt.
What else?
I'm trying to think specifically right now for an example.
Katie's like, everything I love goes bankrupt. Can't think of anything.
Forever 21, I think, went bankrupt like 16 times and they still have stores.
Here you go. Number one example of a store that went bankrupt that broke my heart. Delia's.
I don't know that one.
That's a great example.
What's Delia's?
Delia's.
We just discussed Delia's a few weeks ago.
We did.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was kind of like a limited two type of vibe.
Okay.
But like their bread and butter was like graphic t-shirts with funny like sayings on them.
Yeah.
They had like a whole wall of them.
It was peak middle school.
And then their colorful jeans. Like they had like color, like jeans in every color of the rainbow.
Oh my God. I had mint green jeans from there.
Yeah.
So female only.
Yes.
They only had women or girls' clothes, and then they suddenly went bankrupt and
never to be seen again. Broke
my heart. But there are definitely other things that have gone bankrupt.
Was there one in the Annapolis Mall? Like, I'm trying to even think of
when. There was one in the Annapolis Mall, okay. Yes.
Okay. Because I'm like, when would I even have been exposed to this magical place?
By the old Nordstrom, which is also gone. Nordstrom is not bankrupt, but
there's no Nordstrom at my mall anymore either.
They might as well be because they're gone from my mall. The shoe section that raised me, the Mac counter.
Not the shoe section that raised you.
No, literally the shoe section.
Well, is there even still, there's a Nordstrom Rack in Union Square, but is there even a Nordstrom here?
Yeah, yes. Columbus Circle, there's two. There's a men's store and a women's store.
Oh.
And to be honest, it's huge and substantial, and I'm happy with it, but like...
Oh, maybe I'll go today.
The fact that it doesn't exist in like the place that it always has existed in my mind and my memory, like that when we go to the Annapolis Mall, like where we grew up, it's not there.
Well, the Annapolis Mall is different now. It's sad. Like, bring back malls. Like, I feel like malls aren't really a thing anymore.
Literally bring back malls.
Do you remember those, all the booths with, like, the gadgets in the mall? And they used to just be, like, running amok on, like, scooters and hydro boards or whatever they're called. Hoverboards.
We know.
I don't think we had that one, but we definitely had this one. We had
people, like, all over the place, like, with zoomies, basically. Roaming around. It was so crazy.
I am having random flashback memories to like the amount of people that used to be in malls.
And Happy Feet, those slippers that looked like sneakers, those were sold at like one of the carts.
I don't remember those either.
I don't think we had those.
Carts like all throughout the middle of the mall and the middle of all carts. The stores.
I remember that, and I always wanted stuff from the carts. Like I was their prime target. My mom was like a warrior being like, don't look at those. Don't look at those.
You're talking about like the kiosks?
Yeah, like the carts in the middle of the pathways
the halls of the mall.
Sure.
It's like we're in the forest. We went from the mall to the forest. There's one that had like hairstyling stuff, or like they would do your hair, and they had like all these gorgeous hair combs and like things that you would like hair accessories. And I got my hair done there one year for homecoming, and I hated it so much, but of course I like couldn't say a word about it to the woman doing my hair.
Well, you also probably like worked up so much courage to convince your mom to take you to like get your hair done in the middle of the...
Oh, yeah. You had to pay so much money for these updos.
Because you had to buy the like...
Prom hair.
Like the stuff... Well, this was like a situation where you had to buy the hair accessories.
Oh.
And the hair styling was free, quote unquote. But the hair accessories were like... bedazzled, so they were like an arm and a leg. But I got my hair done, and then I got home and I literally was so upset that I took it all out and did it myself. Guess who was upset? My mom.
I did that one prom because I showed Carrie Underwood's smoky eye as my inspo, and I got home and I had like silver and black eyeshadow, and I was so mad. I was like, I don't even want to go to prom anymore. Oh my God, that was awful. It looked so insane.
You tried.
I did.
When you try so hard.
That is the hardest part about getting hair and makeup done, is any inspiration pic that I show, I expect to look at my face and for my face to look like the photo. Mm-hmm. But it's like, they're not going to give you a whole new face. I'm not all of a sudden going to have Olivia Culpo's face on my face. Makeup that she has.
I feel like every girl who goes and gets her hair and makeup done hates the hair and makeup that gets done.
I swear to God, it's because of that. Because you look at these inspiration photos, and I try and find people that have similar, like, brown hair, brown eyes, mm-hmm. like, similar shades to me. And they all have, like, chiseled cheekbones and, like, all of this stuff that then you expect to walk out of there looking exactly like the photo. But it's, you walk out of there with your makeup done, how their makeup is on your face.
Yeah, I think it's, I think the reason why we always hate, well, okay, I don't want to say always, because I've actually had some great glam that I have liked, but it's taken me a while to figure out, like, what to tell the people.
Yeah.
But I feel like a lot of the reason why we don't end up liking it is because we have such high expectations. Like, if we just set our expectations, like, really low, then we'd be blown away.
Yeah, but sometimes makeup people do get really carried away with, like, the eyeshadow and putting so much foundation on. Like, I sometimes walk out not even feeling like I look like myself.
I feel like the eyebrows are always just wrong on me. Like, the way that they try to do them, I'm like, I already have pronounced eyebrows. Like, don't give me more than I already have.
Laminated.
Literally don't need them to
look. For some reason, wedding makeup artists love to do that.
They love to fill in the brows, like, but, like, overly fill in the brows. I'm talking, like, they give you a whole new shape.
Well, and a lot of them too, I feel like, are doing makeup for photos, but I would rather look good in person.
Do you think any bride has literally said to their makeup artist that's, like, doing all the girls' makeup, like, hey, can you just make everyone look a little ugly?
I'm sure, for sure. There has been somebody without in history.
I look amazing.
I really hope people hear this and, like, somebody writes into the advice segment and is like, wait, I just heard your thing about a bride's, or, like, a bride saying make everybody else ugly, and I experienced the same thing. Like, I feel like it has to have been
everybody hates their bridesmaid makeup, and you get it done at 6 a.m.
Yeah, so it looks terrible by the end of the day. But honestly, Adam, great plug for the email. Great plug.
Yeah.
We need some fresh emails, everybody.
Oh, we're not fresh right now?
You know what to do. Well, we could always use fresh ones.
I'm always use some fresh for some fresh content. I want to hear about last night.
About last
Katie
night.
Katie literally met my idol.
I'm oh my God.
So upset.
Okay, so
well, we made it our mission.
We had several missions, but before we do that, let's do the intro.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
Welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam as a fire truck is going by somewhere.
Girls, how we doing?
It's a very New York morning.
Yeah, we've got a lot of ambiance this morning.
It's part of the intro. Something bad is happening outside.
Somebody call 911. So about last night, we went somewhere very cool. Honestly, like, it really felt like one of those New York nights last night. Like, I was living my life thinking, I am going to remember this for the rest of my years.
I love that.
For the rest of my days.
For the rest of my days. And we got to go to the Jonas Brothers Christmas movie premiere. It's called A Very Jonas Christmas, of course.
Mm-hmm. It was very Camp Rock a la Christmas. Like, it was very cute.
Wait, so did they actually show the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great. So you guys sat in the theater,
we went
you watched
to
the movie.
Screening, and then there was a reception after.
It was
the movie was so cute.
It was the world premiere, Adam. It was crazy because the entire Jonas family was there. Like, I didn't know. Colby says, oh my God, they're the parents.
They just the parents, like, walked in.
Jonas Brothers' parents just walked in. No one even, like, they just, like, waltzed by like they were just normal people. And Colby goes, oh my God, there's the parents. Oh my God. No one else noticed.
The bonus Jonas was there.
Bonus Jonas was there.
AKA Who's that? Is that their brother?
Frankie. Yeah. But I will only refer to him as Jonas.
Real then.
Bonus Jonas.
Why is he called Bonus Jonas?
Because he's the bonus Jonas.
He's just like
he's
extra?
He's not in the band. He's another brother.
That's kind of like the saddest nickname ever.
He was the youngest. Or he is the youngest, but I think he was too young to be in the band when they started. I feel like they made up that nickname. I don't know.
Wait,
was he
the one behind the DJ booth that was staring at you?
No.
Oh my God, we'll get to the DJ. Colby had a moment with the DJ.
I was going to say, I'm obsessed with this picture that Katie sent me of you.
Oh my God, we're going to get to that.
I zoomed in and I was like, oh my God.
But to start, we were there with like the whole clan, like the whole family, like cousins, like all the Jonases were in the house.
They were. And the boys just came off the stage after they said their opening remarks and just sat in the theater and watched the movie like everybody else.
Were you close to them?
We were a few rows back.
We were in the back. We were in the back. We were shoved in there. We were like, you can sit all the way in the back.
Got it.
But honestly, whatever. I'll sit anywhere. I will sit on the floor.
As long as you're in vantage point.
Yeah. I will sit in the lobby and like look through the peephole of the door.
It was a small theater.
Okay. An intimate event.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So they were there and then it was star-studded with like TikTok celebrities and like actual celebrities.
Which TikTok celebs?
There was a lot of people that truthfully that I was like, I know your face, but I don't know your name. Mm-hmm. I know your story. I don't know your name. But that was cool to see. Like, it just like looked like my For You page threw up in this theater, like so many people. And then there were celebrities like Jesse Tyler Ferguson from Modern Family.
Is she the mom?
That's a man.
It's Mitch.
The gay.
Yeah.
One of two gays in the show.
How dare I?
He was, not to spoil, but he was Santa Claus in the movie. It's not a huge spoiler.
Oh, I didn't really.
He's in the movie.
I honestly didn't place that at first.
Are you kidding? You didn't know he was Santa in the movie?
No. When I saw that guy at first, I thought that he looked familiar, but he wasn't starkly Mitch.
Oh yes, because he definitely looks. They sanctified him.
Yeah,
I think they like somehow added a lot of like facial hair to his face or something. He looked like Santa. He looked just like Santa.
Interesting.
So he was in the movie, and then there was a lot of others. Will Ferrell was in the movie.
Was he in the audience?
Who else? KJ Apa.
I don't know who that is.
KJ Apa was there. Was in the movie. Some of these people were not there at the theater. Will Ferrell, I would have loved to see Will Ferrell in the flesh, but he was not there.
He's like, I'm gonna miss this one.
Who was that we walked out with? I'm blanking on her name. Laverne Cox.
Laverne Cox. Laverne Cox had this huge hat on. Like she was at like
the Kentucky Derby.
The Kentucky Derby, literally. And she sits down like in the theater and Colby goes, would hate to be the person behind her.
No, I would hate to be the person behind her faceter.
Her faceter? Oh, right.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Colby's so creative.
No, Colby just like remembers everything she hears. Like
She really does. It's been a very big point of contention in our relationship.
Oh, really? Oh, God. We'll get into that. Anyway, so we watched the movie. I'm not going to lie to you. I was expecting it to be terrible. Like, okay. I had very low expectations. Like, no offense, Jonas Brothers. And it was so good. It was so good.
So what was the premise of the movie? Like, what's even the synopsis of what happened?
They have to get home for Christmas.
Aww.
And they have a lot of challenges along the way. Yeah. And they, like, make fun of each other and themselves.
I love how they're still, like, just three bros, you know?
Yeah.
And they seem like they're actually close. IRL.
Yeah, I do believe that there's some like tea that we'll never truly know the answer to about like why they broke up the first time.
There's a whole documentary about it.
Oh.
Colby's like, I've been there, done that.
You know what? I will say Colby is a Jonas Brothers fan. I am like just living in the past.
You're adjacent.
You should watch the documentary. It's actually really good.
Clearly, I missed a few chapters.
Wait, so what's like the TLDR? Why'd they break up?
There was like a lot of family drama.
With just them as a group?
Yeah. And to be honest, I'm completely blanking on like the actual
Colby, you're supposed to remember everything.
Details.
Yeah, I thought you could remember everything. Jeez, I guess not.
Yeah. But so then Nick and Joe had their solo careers and then they decided to come back together. To bring the band back together.
I'm so happy to hear that.
And then Kevin came out with a single this year for the first time ever.
Wow.
Kevin can sing. Kevin like never sang before.
Yeah.
And now he's singing.
Are they actually good at singing or is it just like...
They're incredible. Joe's voice is like insane.
I think they're great singers.
Have you not seen the videos that I posted after I go to the concert of him singing Vacation Eyes?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, well, you should watch them.
I would love to see them. I don't think you've sent them to me.
They've been on social media. The videos of him singing Vacation Eyes, and there's another song off the new album that I'm forgetting what the name of it is, but I get like thirst edits of Joe Jonas singing with like his bicep hanging out.
Is he your favorite?
He didn't used to be. I used to love Nick, but now Joe's personality has really won me over.
I was going to say, I feel like everybody's favorite is Nick. That means Kevin really is the...
No, but Kevin is like such a sweetheart.
Yeah, but people aren't into him. Like, I feel like people are into Nick. But I love him
and his wife are like very cute and normal.
There are Kevin girls out there.
Really? Yeah.
There are Kevin girls out there.
This girl that I grew up with was always a Kevin girl.
Which is the one that was married to... I was going to say...
Sophie Turner.
Yeah, that's one. I was going to say Marissa Hargitay. Mariska?
Are you kidding? Mariska?
But then I had to think about who that actually was.
What?
Is that the SVU person?
She's an SVU, yes.
I don't know, they look kind of similar.
Okay, so yes, we watched the movie and it was way better than I ever expected.
Okay.
And then it was so fabulous. They had these shuttles come up like out of the theater, like right outside the theater, and they took us to the Plaza Hotel for a huge after party.
That's so cute.
Yeah, it was really gorgeous.
See, I was wondering if the after party was going to be at the theater. I didn't realize that you guys then went to the Plaza.
We went to the Plaza and we went up to like the big ballroom upstairs in the Plaza. And it was honestly like so well done. Like, I want to know who their event planner was. Exactly. The event planner should get a pat on the back, really, because it was a gorgeous event. It was huge.
And the branding was like... definitely there, but it was so tasteful.
So tasteful. Like, it wasn't like Disney threw up all over the place. Like, right. it was so great. And even more stars. We saw like Olivia Jade was there. Oh. And who else? There were like others.
Corinna.
Oh.
I was going to say, are you going to talk about the biggest star ever?
You guys, you know how like a month ago, I came on here and I was like, guys, like this has been a long-winded obsession. Like, I love her. I don't miss a video. Adam and I are constantly sending them back and forth. We love this girl. I think the reason why I love Corinna Fulgari so much is that I feel like we are the same person. We are so similar. Everything she complains about, I think the thing about her is that she's just so relatable. Like,
she's also just so brutally honest.
She's so brutally honest. She does not.
There is not a thought that girl keeps in her head.
She does not hold back. She just posts things without like caring before she posts things, which I.
That girl will post 78 times in a day.
78 times a day. And anyway, so Corinna Fulgari, if you know her, you know her. Like, she's amazing.
If you don't know her, you should know her.
We were sitting at the theater. We're back at the theater now in the story. Sitting at our seats waiting for the movie to start. And I see someone out of the corner of my eye. And I was like, no. No fucking way.
She goes, Corinna Fulgari's here.
I literally punched Colby in the arm. I was like, Corinna is here. We see her.
So funny.
I was like, Colby, I need a photo.
I was like, where? I do not see her.
I was so starstruck. I needed a photo with her. And so at the after party, we saw her and her sister.
Okay, but you didn't think that she was going to go. And I was like,
I wasn't sure if she'd go to the after party. Just because I didn't know if it was like her vibe, but it was.
That girl would not miss an after party.
But she put on these
antlers.
Reindeer antlers. Aww. That were rainbow and glowing. And I saw, Colby saw her at the after party because I was convinced she had left and I was never going to get my picture with her.
One perk of being 6 feet tall.
Colby could see her in the crowd and we saw her with her sister. We met her and her sister and I went right, I tapped Corinna on the shoulder and I was like, Corinna, I am your biggest fan. She was so nice. She was like, thanks. I kind of blacked out. I was shaking. I was so nervous. Yeah,
Katie was like, my knees are, her knees were buckled after.
And it's so funny because like Corinna was there. Corinna was trying to get pictures with the Jonas Brothers. Like,
yeah,
they were,
she had one mission and one mission only.
Which I get it. Like, but they were in the VIP area.
Okay.
And so she was like trying to get into the VIP area.
Of course Corinna was. That's so good.
But I, like, meanwhile, I just wanted a picture with her. Oh, my God. But they, yes.
And we got it.
We got
Corinna's like, yeah, but make it quick. I have things to do.
Her sister was so nice.
What did her sister say?
She was just chatting about the event.
Like, guys, I'm literally like, so jealous.
Chatting like we're just like buddies. Like, I was like, I could stand here all
night.
Where
is Corinna from?
I don't I don't know if that's like public knowledge where she's from.
Wait, I was wondering that too, because yeah, I was like,
thinking she probably had to travel.
I think it is public though. I think she's from like Long Island or New Jersey.
I think that she probably
like a surrounding.
Oh, she's from around here.
Yeah, yeah, she's from around the city. I thought she
took flight or something.
I don't think so.
I don't know her story.
I think she's from like New Jersey potentially.
I don't know. I've never really like thought about where she's from. When I say I'm her biggest fan, like I was shaking asking her to get this photo.
My favorite comments are when she's like dancing, living her best life on TikTok, mm-hmm. and then the comments are like, oh, tomorrow we're getting sitting videos.
Yeah.
Because she always will follow up the next day after dancing a lot and being like, yeah. guys.
But again, so had relatable.
Had a rough day, guys.
So relatable.
I should have brought her up on the dance floor.
If I'm hitting the club and posting content about it, just best believe like the next few videos I'm going to be down bad.
Wow, I'm so jealous, I must say.
Yeah, so that was
I'm so
cool.
happy for you, though.
I hope that she made content with the brothers.
I mean, come on. Like, they must have flown... Or I guess they didn't fly her out. You're right. They probably drove. But I feel like she, like, should have been a part of, like, the media junket for
Well,
that.
Did
like,
you see when we were standing back there, Joe did look at her, and he was like, I love you.
Yeah, Joe pointed to her.
Stop.
Yeah.
I'm sure they got a photo. I need to like check. I haven't looked this morning at what she's posted, but
because yeah, he's commented cool. on her video before.
Yeah, Joe knows her. Yeah. Joe doesn't know me. Joe knows her.
He might know you.
He's very online.
I honestly love when I hear that celebrities are like watching people's TikToks and know who people are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Taylor Swift liked your video.
Taylor Swift liked my video. Yeah, yeah. I can die because that
she's seen you before.
That's all I needed.
Taylor knows you exist.
But anyway, so back to the party. Colby knows the DJ.
I do.
Colby knows him.
Wait, who was it?
He DJ'd the Amazon Prime, or not Amazon Prime, Amazon Fashion, New York Fashion Week party.
Oh.
And so I met him there.
Okay. He's cute.
He was hot.
I had asked him, this was when Olivia Dean, Man I Need, had like just come out and it wasn't the only song that played ever.
Don't hate on that song, please.
I can't listen to it anymore. I really can't. Which is so sad.
Colby's been roasting all my music.
I used to love it. Okay, Adam had been listening to this song that I had never heard of before and he was listening to it on repeat. And it sounded from like an echoing across the apartment from his bathroom to my room, like yodeling, basically, but like to EDM beats. And I was like, and I didn't say anything for like a week. And then I finally heard the song, or I finally had to ask. I was like, what is this song that
you keep
listening to?
She was so sassy about it. She was like, why are you listening to yodeling in the bathroom?
No, I was like, what is... I did not say it like that. I said, what is the song that you've been listening to?
That's how I heard it. I heard myself getting roasted. It's literally not. It's like
it is not.
You've heard it on TikTok, have you not?
What is the song called?
It's a super popular TikTok song.
I haven't been on TikTok.
Could you play it in the microphone? Because
you guys know I have been on the go lately. I've been traveling all over the world for work. And when you're on multiple time zones and not sleeping that much, it's hard to make sure that you're focused, productive, and efficient at all hours of the day. The solution that I found recently is Everyday Dose. Everyday Dose combines the delicious coffee you know and love with nootropics and lion's mane that helps with focus and mood improvement.
Everyday Dose is coffee plus benefits. They combine high quality coffee with powerful ingredients like lion's mane and chaga, collagen protein, and nootropics to fuel your brain, boost focus, and give you clean, sustained energy all day long. It tastes just like coffee without the downside. No crash, no jitters, just clean, sustained energy.
And right now for Black Friday, get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/matchmade or use code matchmade at checkout. It has words that I hear. Okay, but...
This is yodeling to you? This is gold.
Okay, if you go... I'm going to play it from that room over there and you can go into Katie's bedroom and you'll hear the echoing and it doesn't sound like it has words.
Whatever.
It sounded like just... sounds.
Have you heard the song, Kitty?
I have not. Well, maybe that's not the part that, like, is the TikTok. You know how, like, TikTok, like, there's a certain part of every song on TikTok that, like, there's sometimes I hear a song and I don't know it. I'm like, I've never heard this before. And then it gets to the chorus and I'm like, oh, this is
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
I know the song.
I will say my, like, I would say, like, three quarters probably of my For You page are songs like that. Like, it's literally just, like, the EDM remixes.
Not yodeling, but.
Yeah. No, there's definitely, once you played it, then I was like, oh, there's words. But I'm not kidding. From afar, it just sounded like sounds and screaming.
I can guarantee Brooke knows that song. Okay, wait. For anyway, sure. So back to what we were saying.
Yeah, sorry.
About the DJ. We got a little off topic. So Colby knows the DJ from another party.
Right.
And she goes, yes. Oh, look, there he is. And she decided to go up to him.
I love the picture of you with him in the background.
But tell them
that's
what,
so funny.
Tell them what you did.
I asked him to play my remix, but which he one? Still didn't have it.
Which remix?
Oh, well, originally at the party, I had asked him to play Olivia Dean.
Oh, okay, great,
at the Amazon party. And then, so last night, she tried to continue the bit by going up to him and asking him to play it.
Did he know what you were talking about?
Last night.
He still did not have the song, but he asked me to send it to him.
Oh, Colby. Did you send it to him?
No.
Colby!
That's your opportunity.
I was not going to send it to him last night.
Well, okay.
I figured you'd do it the second you opened your eyes this morning.
Oh, no.
No.
No, no.
Well, you got to do it today. Do you think he's cute?
Yeah, he's cute.
He's really cute. I got creepy pictures of him. Oh, I know. Going I zoomed in. And if you zoom in on his face, he looks like infatuated with you.
He's in love with you.
That is the look of a man who is in love.
I wish that the people could see this picture. Also, what is... I just realized his phone propped up like that. Oh, is he just recording?
I think he was like live streaming or something.
Recording the vibes.
He was live streaming himself, which I'm not sure if that is...
it's a little icky.
But honestly...
Honestly, when I first saw this picture, I thought that it was a Jonas brother.
He's not.
Does he not look like a Jonas brother?
He does look like a Jonas brother.
He has similar vibes.
He has a similar eyebrow and curly hair ratio. He literally
looks like Nick Jonas, like... In a different...
Okay, not
in,
Nick.
In an alternate way. Universe.
Not Nick.
Yeah, he's cute.
He's like alt Nick Jonas, you know?
Wait, and the craziest thing, I woke up this morning to a DM from someone at the party who had gotten a... Adam, jeez. Sorry. Are you okay over there? He's like coughing.
That's Adam
choking.
He got sick last week and that's been...
Yeah, now I'm just
his
like
life since then.
It's okay. Clear your throat. Clear your throat.
A girl's got to clear her throat.
I woke up to a DM... from someone at the party who had gotten somehow snapped a photo of me and Nick Jonas is just in the background he was like walking by me behind me and mm-hmm. I didn't know, and someone took a picture at the perfect moment where we were in the same frame, and I have a photo with Nick Jonas
and it's like kind of cute. It's you smiling and him smiling in
it's
the background.
It's so going in my photo dump, but the crazy part is I didn't even know he was behind me.
It's you literally go, oh, who's leaving? I think that was happening when that photo was
like,
taken.
Wait, everyone's making like such a big deal. Who's leaving? Well, because in my mind, I wasn't like the Jonas Brothers aren't going to be the first ones to leave their party. But you know what?
Well, Nick has a baby.
Yeah, I get it.
I bet Joe stayed late at the Amazon party. They, I think, stayed after everybody left, but they had like a private room. After he sang.
Well, they were staying, or maybe, I don't know if they stayed at the plaza. I feel like they would have maybe stayed at the plaza.
Don't they all live in the city?
Oh, actually, good call. Do they have apartments?
Joe lives in Brooklyn. I know.
He would live in Brooklyn. That's so...
Also, Nick has lived in the city. No, you've seen him at Waverly Inn a few times, have you not?
Say it again.
Haven't you seen him at Waverly Inn?
Kevin lives in New Jersey.
Nick does... Yes, I did see Nick at Waverly Inn.
I feel like they live in the city. I don't know.
Or at least they have like a Jonas residence in the city.
A compound.
Does Nick also live in LA? I feel like Priyanka and Nick live in LA, no?
I do not know.
I can't keep up with them. I can't.
Was Priyanka there?
No, not to my knowledge.
Yeah, I didn't see her.
But no. Yeah. But it makes sense that like Kevin's wife, like his Jersey is closer. Like
yeah.
But yeah,
well, Kevin and his wife like met on vacation as kids. As teenagers.
She's the most beautiful person
I've
ever seen.
She's so pretty.
She's so pretty. And their kids are so cute.
Did you watch their show growing up?
No, I missed that one.
There was a part of the movie where, well, I feel like I'm going to spoil it, but somebody in the movie says to them at one point, like, am I supposed to pretend that I don't know everything that about your personal life? Or should I act like I do know everything and ask you about it, basically?
Yeah.
Like, parasocial relationships have really gone too far these days. We know too much. It's impossible not to know.
No, literally impossible not to know. But you could even say that about people like that you match with on Hinge or something that you can then Google and find out like everything about their
childhood home,
work life. You could find on find their home. You know how.
I do that. Yeah, I certainly do. Adam
does this.
I do that. Yep.
Side hustle over here where he looks up people's men before they go on dates.
But I'm good at it.
Like that. There's just no such, well, actually some people like randomly don't have like a footprint online, which I don't know if that's like a green flag or a red flag. If when you're looking someone up that you're going to go on a date with, they have nothing.
I think it's a red flag.
I'm like, are they in the FBI? Are they in the bureau?
Mm. Well, it means that they intentionally removed their footprint, which is like, why'd you do that? You know,
did they commit a crime?
Like
perhaps
no digital footprint whatsoever. Scary. No social media footprint. Green flag.
Yeah, it is funny. It's like, if you can't find their LinkedIn.
Yeah, if you have LinkedIn, you're fine.
It's like, if I can find your home address, perfect. If I can find your Instagram, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, not having an Instagram isn't a red flag, necessarily.
But then you can't, like, due diligence, you know?
What do you mean?
Like,
see if their Instagram matches their Hinge pictures?
Yeah.
But they could be private.
Yeah, they could be
private. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I don't know. I like a little bit of an Instagram presence. You know, you got to like have some kind of semblance in society.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But alas.
Who knows what your future husband's Instagram looks like right now as we speak.
Isn't that so fun?
What?
To not know.
Wait, should someday I talk about the crazy thing that happened to me on Saturday?
Yes.
With the text?
What happened?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
What happened?
The texts and the DMs and the Instagram.
The texts and the DMs and the Instagrams of it all.
Fuck.
The lions and tigers and bears. What, oh my.
We replied to it.
Okay, I'll tell the story because right, it's a good story.
I'm going to be surprised all over again because I clearly forgot.
Okay, so long story short, I was supposed to go on a date with this guy that I met on Instagram.
Yes, wait, sorry. Okay. It's all come back to me. Continue.
Weeks ago. Obviously, I've not been in the city for like a month, essentially. Finally back in the city for 5 days, agree to go on a date with this guy who I essentially stood up like 3 weeks ago. Or I didn't stand him up, but we had plans to get a drink, but I had scheduled him in between things.
And you did talk about this on the pod.
I think I talked about it on the pod. I was supposed to see him. I basically was like, okay, by the way, like I have an hour to see you between like 6 and 7 p.m. I'm so rude and I feel bad about it. But like that was just my life at the time. Sorry. So he ends up canceling the date. We don't see each other. And then he asked me out again. And I'm like, okay, I actually need to make an effort to see this guy now that I'm back in the city. We're sat. We're good to go. So this is a guy that I met on Instagram. Let's just say his name is John. Okay, so John and I are scheduled to go on a date on Saturday. We're going to go to Hillstone, which little known to John is the kiss of death to men that I date is going to Hillstone as a first date, unfortunately.
Who chose that? You?
Of course.
Adam was like, I don't see this going anywhere. Let's go to Hillstone.
That's the equivalent of like choosing a restaurant right across from your apartment because you're like, I can't be bothered.
It's like, it's tough though, because everybody always wants to go to Hillstone. Like objectively,
it's a great place.
It's an impressive reservation.
How about you take me there?
I will take you to Hillstone anytime you want to go.
Please.
The people always want to go to Hillstone and I can get us into Hillstone.
And you can deliver.
And I can deliver that experience for people. And so he just moved to the city a couple of months ago. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to give this guy the Hillstone experience.
Love.
Little known to him. Kiss of death to men that I date, unfortunately. But, you know, at least I'm giving him the Hillstone experience. And so, okay, we're coming up. We're on Saturday. And the night before Saturday, I've been on this kick of posting thirst traps all over my Instagram stories, as we all know. There's a lot of shirtless pics all over my Instagram. And this guy or somebody texts me on Friday night. So now we're on Friday night. Texts me and says, that Instagram story or something like that with, like, the sweating emoji. I don't respond because I don't have the number. So I was like, okay, I don't know who this is. So I'm
it's
just
a random
reply.
Number that
random number that texted me this.
That just texted you saying, like, you look good.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, this is weird. I'm not responding. I mean, I'm sure I've given out my number to millions of people in the past.
What was your first thought? Like, what did you think?
I was like, this is probably a guy that I've given my number to in the past.
But you didn't.
That follows me on Instagram.
Weren't even gonna throw him a bone.
Yeah, but if I didn't save his number, then like clearly I'm not interested in him.
Oh, I get it. So you only save the numbers of the people that you
Yeah,
like.
So I was like, okay, fuck this. Like, I'm not replying. So come Saturday. So we're 24 hours later. It's like maybe 3 p.m. I'm supposed to see this guy at 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. The guy texts me, the same number, texts me and says, okay, I get the hint.
The unknown number guy. The unknown
number texts me and says, okay, got the hint or something like that. Oh, and so then God. I'm like, I'm kind of curious as to who this is, honestly. So I texted him back and I said, wait, who is this?
Oh, that's, you know, that's hard to do.
I was like, I have nothing to lose.
That's hard to do. Like sometimes when I, like,
you did just get a new phone. I could vouch.
Wait, did you say I got a new phone? Who is this?
I considered it. I was like, should I just tell him I got a new phone? Who is this? But like,
who is this?
Who is this?
Who
is
this?
Who is this?
New phone. Who is?
No, literally, you could have said it. You could have said that.
I could have, but then in my head, I was like, if I got that, I would have literally just been like, I know that you have. Just didn't say my number.
Yeah, I think,
you know?
Who is this is honestly like just keeping it honest. Yeah. Like,
you know what? I'm just going to be honest. I was like, sorry, don't know this number. Say, who is this? They go, oh, this is John from Instagram. And I'm like, oh my fucking God. Like, this is literally John from Instagram who I'm supposed to see in 30 minutes.
Had you guys not taken your conversation off Instagram?
No, we only talk via Instagram.
Shut up. Okay. You said like, meet me in Hillstone at this time on Instagram.
Yes.
Is that like common in your culture?
Well, Colby, in gay world, no, it's not common. Well, honestly, maybe it is common. I don't know, but basically,
well, because one of my other friends, he has like full-on like DM photo conversations, and I'm like, this I'm unfamiliar with.
I will,
like,
say,
do you send photos via Instagram and things like that?
I mean, I'm not like a big nude guy, except for that night.
No, but I don't know if these are even like naked photos or whatever, but just like in general.
Well, I'm assuming if there are gays involved, there are naked photos for sure. These photo conversations that someone was showing you, just they're penises for sure. Okay. And buttholes probably too. Lots of stuff is going on in those chats.
Good to know.
In case you're curious,
Instagram.
I think that yes, Instagram is a very common platform because it's like you
certain
know,
medium.
Yeah, because like gays are so vanity focused. I feel like if you see a hot guy on Instagram, you follow him, you DM him, you like his story. You know, like that's like your intro point.
I love it.
And then okay, if he starts responding to you back, then cool. Like maybe you guys end up like something happens from it. So, anyways, this guy John is a guy that I've actually been talking to on Instagram for like forever, like known years. Each other via that. No, I'm not even kidding. Years. Okay, finally I'm going to date with this guy, and I didn't realize that I guess he had been the one texting me saying like, oh, that Instagram story, and then oh, I get the hint or whatever. And so this guy goes, oh, it's John from Instagram. And I text him back and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, I don't know how I'm going to recover from this. Like, see you at Hillstone in 10. Because I at this point it's 3:50 p.m. and I'm supposed to see him at 4 p.m. And so I was like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. This guy, John, texts me back. I literally just need to read the text because it's so funny.
I bet your heart sunk into your butt. You're like, oh my God, I'm literally about to see you.
No, literally, I was like, I cannot believe I'm about to see you in 10 minutes.
And I didn't have your number saved.
But now, here's the kicker. Here's the kicker.
Okay, so he goes, ha, it's John from Instagram. I go, no, see you in 10. He goes, LMAO, screaming. I go, this will be a tough recovery for me. He goes, wait, you still have me confused. How many Johns do you have on Instagram? Now I want to know what John you're seeing in 10 minutes.
Oh, another John unlocked. Wrong John.
I literally am staring at my John. Phone. I'm like, this just got so bad. I was like, okay, I have no idea which John this is. So anyways, it was in fact not the John that I was seeing in 10 minutes. And I, in fact, have multiple Johns that I've apparently met on Instagram.
Just the wrong John. Well, wrong John. At least you could go to the date and not have, like, that's a later problem, you know?
For sure. And mind you, I was on my way walking to Hillstone, and I was also kind of late. So I was like, damn, I'm going to be late to this date that I planned. And then also, too, this guy had tried to flirt with me the night before, and then I didn't acknowledge it. And then he said, wow, like, I get the hint on the day that I'm supposed to go on a date with him. So meanwhile, I'm like sprinting to Hillstone being like, wow, this guy hates me. Like, this is going to be the most awkward date ever. And then, of course, this guy texts me and it's a different John.
Shut up. That is really funny.
And then I'm just staring at my phone like, I don't even know how to reply to this.
What did you say?
What are the odds?
Did you locate the other one?
Yes. I figured out who the other John was. Yes. I did.
And how did that make you feel?
that other John is not for me.
wait, sorry.
There's a reason I didn't save his number. Yeah.
Oh, other John. I see. The guy in your, that, okay, mistaken identity. The guy identity.
Who texted me. Yes.
But so how was the date?
So then I go on a date with this John. So this John also has backstory because there's so many connections that I have to this John, which the other one is that one of our good friend's boyfriends works out with him at this gym. Did we talk about the gym on the podcast? We may have talked about this John before. No, we didn't. I don't think.
I don't know about a Jim John.
Okay. You don't know about Jim John's.
Jimmy John's.
Jimmy John's. Jimmy John's.
I love their bread.
Anyways, this John and I, like, he has been working out with our friend's boyfriend, essentially, at this gym. And so I had heard about this John already through this other friend. Ironically, the friend, our friend's boyfriend, who I'm mentioning, has wanted to hook me up with this other guy who is also at the gym.
Oh my God.
Who happens to be best friends with John.
You got to start going to this gym.
Well, then I'm on this date and this guy's like, oh my God, yeah, I've been working out with your friend's boyfriend. Like, you have to come. Like, and I have to introduce you to
The guy that you wanted to date.
The guy that I was also interested in dating via our friend's boyfriend. And I was, and in my head, I'm like, yeah, I don't think I could go to that gym.
Yeah, that would be really messy.
Yeah, but I mean, nothing ever happened between me and this other guy who goes to the gym, and we've never interacted. We've never, like, matched on an app. So it's like, actually, have we matched on an app? We may have. But if our friend's boyfriend has pitched me to John and his friend at the gym, then yeah, that's when it maybe is, like, a little...
Some wires are crossed there.
A little funky.
Okay, so, but on the date, did you like him? Like, what are we thinking?
Fun date. I mean, this is the funniest thing that happened, is I was telling him at Hillstone, obviously I'm a regular there, and so I know, like, so many people that work at Hillstone now.
Yeah.
Like the front desk people, like the wait staff, whatever. And I'm telling him, which I may have slandered this on the podcast before as well, but at Hillstone, everybody always wants to get the spinach artichoke dip. And so what I've told people is that they home make everything at Hillstone, but the spinach artichoke dip is basically in like a Costco freezer bag, is what I had heard. So now I need...
It's like Panera Bread.
Yeah, it's like basically like Panera Bread.
Who told you that?
The waiter at Hillstone.
Told you that?
Yes. I'm going to call him.
Why would the waiter tell you that?
Because we buddied up. And so he was like, oh, I wouldn't get the spinach artichoke dip. Like, it's literally in a freezer bag.
Shut
from
up.
The back. Yeah. This is a waiter that I've had like many, 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 many times. He's a gay also. And so when I go with the gays to Hillstone, like, he loves us. Like, he loves our table. He's always like doing stuff for us and being funny and cute. And he also has a crush on one of my gay friends. And so they have been texting.
There you go.
But I thought that he didn't work at Hillstone anymore. So I'm actually telling John, who I'm on a date with, I'm like, oh yeah, by the way, like, we can't get the spinach artichoke dip. Like, because I think he had said something about spinach artichoke dip. And I was like, no, we can't get that. Like, this waiter here, who's a gay, used to tell me about how it's in a freezer bag, but he doesn't work here anymore.
Think about how many things at a restaurant that you eat that were previously frozen.
I don't think I have that experience. Like, I don't think, like, I'm ordering
pretty much every fish.
No, that's fine. Like, if it's like a fish that they then cook, that's like, you have to freeze fish.
Yeah,
like,
spinach artichoke dip doesn't need to come
but
out.
But if it's like a pre-made thing,
could,
like,
it could be freshly made.
Yeah, like, I'm not interested in like a ordering something that's pre-made at the restaurant.
I'm following. I wish he never told you that, because now that's like in your brain.
Well, okay, now before Hillstone sues me, that apparently is not the case. And so how this came
up
is, who delivers our martinis is the Hillstone waiter, the gay Hillstone waiter. And I'm like, oh my God, I thought you didn't work here anymore. I was just telling John here about how you told me about the spinach artichoke dip in the freezer bag. And he was like, girl, you did not hear that from me. I am not the one telling you about the freezer bag artichoke dip. It is homemade. Every single morning we chop up the pimento cheese and the spinach and we homemade that shit every morning. And I was like, oh my God. And he was mad at me. And I was like, oh my God.
So
no.
The waiter's mad and John.
So the waiter's mad at me.
John now thinks you're a liar.
John's confused because I had shat all over his dreams getting spinach artichoke dip.
Did you get the dip?
No, I'm still convinced that a freezer bag.
Shut up.
But I need to, you know, I don't want Hillstone suing the podcast. So I am now not convinced that the spinach artichoke dip is in a freezer bag. But now I'm curious about where I heard that from, because John, like, or no, the waiter.
A figment of your imagination.
Gay waiter claims that never happened. I honestly sat there in disbelief. And then he walked away and I told John, I was like, I'm positive that he told me that it was in a freezer bag. And so now I need to text our mutual gay, like the gay that he has a friend, that he has a crush on, who I normally go to Hillstone with.
You need to get to the bottom of this.
And yeah. I need to get to the bottom of the freezer bag. But I'm wondering if maybe I saw it on a TikTok, perhaps.
Maybe.
Guys, I'm telling you, I heard.
You heard it somewhere.
Somewhere that the spinach artichoke dip is like from Costco in a freezer bag.
From Costco?
I mean, maybe I'm making up the Costco part, but in a freezer bag.
I'm following.
Do you remember the, obviously, like the Smith mac and cheese?
Yes.
Yes.
Like when we were interns or freshly living in the city. I one time got that, and this comes in a skillet that appears to be freshly broiled. Mm-hmm. And the center part of it was all frozen.
That's tough. Shut up. It's tough recovery. Yeah.
That'll shatter your dreams.
I think right I had there. My first birthday dinner at the Smith in New York City. And then we had a birthday brunch for you at the mm-hmm. Smith also as well.
Those were the days.
Smith is good. Like, I haven't been in years, but as I remember, it's good.
I haven't been either in years. I you still live across from it, kind of.
I do remember the last time that I went there.
Yeah, I did. I lived close. There's multiple locations.
Yeah.
But I used to go on like dates there.
Yeah, because it was always easy to get a reservation.
Yeah, that used to be the spot. I haven't been since we had a mouse in our East Village apartment, and we went there. We fled.
You fled to the Smith.
Fled to the Smith.
Okay, but rounding out this whole date experience. Yes, so,
and please let us know what you think about John. I still haven't gotten a clear answer.
I think John's great.
Would you see him again?
Well, this is a whole other thing that happened with John.
Oh, get into it. Go.
Well, so that night, John and I basically got together at 4 p.m., as I previously discussed. Also, I need to... The spinach artichoke dip at Hillstone is amazing, by the way.
Saving their honor.
I need to, like... it's their good. Honor. It's
Are you
really
worried
good.
You're going to be blacklisted?
I'm literally worried I'm going to be blacklisted. Like, Hillstone, I love you. I'm your biggest customer. I'm obsessed with you. The French dip, everybody needs to get it. The chicken sandwich, off-menu item, everybody should get it. Okay? The French fries?
The French fries that come with the chicken sandwich are so good. They're like potato sticks.
They're little like potato sticks. And you got to get the little like spicy mayo with it.
The kale rotisserie chicken salad is one of my favorite things
Everything at Hillstone is incredible. Hillstone, I want you to know that. But I did hear that your spinach artichoke dip was in a freezer bag. And so that deterred me from getting it when I could get other things that you make really, really, really well. You know? So anyways, I will stop slandering your name because now I've heard from Gay Waiter that I, in fact, potentially made it up. But I'm convinced I heard it. Anyways, okay. Rounding out the date story. After the date went great, we were at Hillstone for a couple hours. I had two martinis. It's 4 p.m. By 6 p.m., I basically had other plans to actually go meet up with these said gays who I talked about, who I heard about the spinach artichoke dip freezer bag with.
Just your friends, right?
Just my friends.
But
so, yeah.
Not another date.
I was supposed to go to a gay dinner party.
Oh, cute. Okay, God, fun. I want to go to a gay dinner party.
Yeah, you can come next time.
The fuck, I want
to
go.
At 6:30 p.m. is when I'm supposed to be at this gay dinner party. This guy and I were together for like probably until 6:30 p.m. at Hillstone. Okay, we closed Hillstone down 2.5 hours. And then I'm like, oh shit, I need to go to this gay dinner party. He had to go to some other event as well. But he really wanted to go to Cafe Panna. And I was like, oh, well, Cafe Panna is like the other thing I'm obsessed with in Flatiron. It's like the best ice cream in the city, basically. And I was like, look, like I'll walk by Cafe Panna with you. But just so you know, there's always a line basically like around the block down the street. So we probably won't be able to go.
Yeah.
And so he and I end up going to Cafe Panna. The line is like 2 minutes. We get ice cream. And then,
oh, it was two. You were wrong about a lot.
Yeah, we.
You had an afternoon delay.
I had an afternoon delay. And then I was basically hammered off of two martinis. So I'm making out with this guy, John, all over Madison Square Park.
Shut up.
Yeah, I was a menace.
I love it.
I was a menace to Flatiron. Like, I'm not a PDA person at all.
Where were you? Like, sitting on a bench?
No, they were walking, he said.
Making out.
We were walking.
You were walking while making motion. Out.
Yeah.
You were I know, it's impressive.
You were honestly. In transit.
You know I like an activity. Like, I don't like to be sitting, so like, I'm just, you know.
You were like, I'm going to be late for dinner.
I'm going to be late for dinner. We got to make out. Yeah. Go.
If you want to do it, we got to do it now.
Yeah, so I'm literally making out with this guy all over Madison Square Park. So that's how I went with John. And then I was so drunk, I dropped John off at the subway station because he was going back downtown. My dinner party happened to be like in the same area. And so then I go to the dinner party. I'm standing outside of their apartment building and I'm like, oh my God, my eyes are going to close. Like, I can't go to this dinner party. So then I escort myself home and go to bed at 9 p.m. So that's how my day ended.
So you didn't even go to the dinner party.
I didn't go to the dinner party. They were all so pissed at me. I actually woke up at 1 a.m. and texted them back. And they were like, what the fuck happened to you? Like, you were supposed to be at this dinner party and you were supposed to bring the red wine. So I honestly, big fumble on my
part. Shut up. Was it a dry dinner because you didn't show up?
Perhaps. It could have been. Knowing the gays, it was not dry for
sure. You really tired yourself out with the makeout in
the park. I really tuckered myself out in the park.
You tuckered yourself out.
I was so tired. And so anyways, I had to leave. and go to bed. And then I woke up at 1 a.m. and I texted them back and I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, I actually was outside of your apartment building ready to come in.
And I fell asleep.
So I had to go home. And they were like, don't worry, like, we're all shirts off in Hell's Kitchen. Like, come.
At a bar. Did you go?
No. That would have been iconic, though.
But that would have been so something you would do.
Yeah, 100%. Like, get up and be like, all right.
Be like, all right.
I'm ready to rally.
Off I go.
And so the rounding out with John. John and I have been talking still. And I basically told him when we were leaving, I was like, oh, I really want to go to Minetta Tavern because I haven't been in like 4 or 5 years. Oh,
I love their burger.
And he's at a gala last night. And he's like, hey, by the way, like, I just met the owner of Minetta Tavern. Like, we have a reservation this weekend. And I was like, what? How did this happen? He's at a gala last night, meets this guy, is telling him about, I guess, our date. And is like, oh, yeah, like, he wants to go to Minetta Tavern. Like, we're going to figure out this reservation. And this guy's like, oh, I actually own Minetta Tavern. Here's my number. Let me know when you want to go. And now he's texting the owner of Minetta Tavern, got his reservation for Friday or Saturday. Crazy.
That's hot.
It really is.
There have been so good many work. Galas recently, I feel like.
It's gala season.
It's really, yeah.
Wow, that is so exciting, Adam.
Yeah. So that's how it went with John. Yeah.
Not to be confused with the mysterious John texting you.
Yes, not to be from confused with
John from Instagram.
John from the gram.
John from Instagram. There's two Johns from Instagram, as it
There's John happen. On Instagram and John off Instagram.
Yes. Also, Colby, I think you might need to go now.
I do.
Yeah. Colby's got a jet to her work outing.
I have.
Is that all we had today?
You know, duty calls.
Duty calls, guys. I'm sorry that I have to wrap us up on such a, you know, I got to keep time.
No, Adam, honestly, I loved that story so much.
There's a lot. It's very layered.
No, that, there was so, like, it just kept going. Like,
guys, now that I'm back in the city, just now. Okay, just now.
Adam might not make it to your dinner party, but he will call you out for your spinach artichoke dip being from a freezer bag.
No, guys, I'm so concerned.
And like, he will make out with a man in Madison Square Park.
I think you need
I
to
need
like
to know if you made that up.
I think I know. I'm gonna find where I found it. Find where I found it. I guess that's
find where I found it.
But Hillstone, if you hear this, I love you. Oh, and I promote you to everyone.
Know
that. No, I'm really concerned. And with that, it's been fun. Love ya. See ya.
Bye. Wow, that was a really good story.
Because I'm going to be blacklisted in all 7 seconds.
Well, they have so many venues or different locations. And I feel like that is a consistent menu item. So it must not be frozen.
I heard it from that waiter.
I believe you.
He was so sassy to me, though.